Hashem, where we're up to is the middle of Shin Aleph Yud Aleph, and we had we are of course discussing the halachos of going out with items that are attached to one's body or one's clothing, what is permissible to take out and what is not. And we left that off with an interesting Rama that I said we would get back to, and even though the weekend has passed since I said we were going to get back to it, so we're falling a little bit behind. Normally we skip ahead with the world, but try to be mekayim what we had said we would do. So the Rama says, "Mekol makom aso latzis petikshel batei einayim." On the bottom of page 156 in Chelikim of Mishnah Berurah, shekorin brilin al bishatik hu shel kesef de batei einayim ba'atzem heim masoi. So the tik is going to be a problem because not only is a tik carrying, but even the batei einayim are also, says the Mishnah Berurah, a problem of carrying. So the reading of the Rama is quite clear, and that is that once upon a time glasses were going to be a problem. If you take a look at Mishnah Berurah halfway through Sivkata Mem Dalad, Vehinia calls them Mayor Inyan Los Tikshal Batinaim Imha Batinaim Shabisochat Savar Tachshit. This discussion was only carrying the tik, the glasses holder with the glass inside. So the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the Chochmas Adam, Chai Adam, sorry, I'm preparing Yerdei also simultaneously. The Mishnah Berurah is sitting on top of a Badei Shulchan. So if he says that you're not allowed to wear glasses because if they might fall off, and you'll come to carry it. So the Dirshu here at number 31 quotes, as many as you know, most people do wear their glasses today, so what's going on? So let's start with that Chai Adam. What Chai Adam writes is that he's afraid that's going to fall off. So Ravosner and others point out, where's the Tshuva Ravosner? In Chele Ches Simen Mem Ches, I can tell you I had the schus to become quite close with his son here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and he wears his glasses on Shabbos. And his father writes in his tshuva that the Chaye Adam was talking about those days where it wasn't well attached to one's face. And nowadays the halach is different. That's what the Rosh Yeshiva Parat Yosef wrote, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shol. So that's one approach. However, one should be aware that the Chazon Ish is quoting the Chut Shani by Rav Nissim Karelitz, that there are two chashos here. Number one is that they're going to fall off. Number two, that's considered a masui. So the Mishnah Berurah quote the Chai Adam as being considered it's going to fall off. So even if you've gotten around, probably it's not going to fall off. How could you, do you call this a masui or do you call this a malbush? So the Shevet HaLevi is not bothered by that. Shevet HaLevi says that it's not considered a masui. A, because it doesn't fall off, and B, because you're using it as people normally use other types of garments. It has a very particular purpose, and therefore, in such a case, one could be makel. The Chazon Ish, though, was makel in a karmelis. The Chut Shani quotes. He was only Machmir in a Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, and Ravosner argues that there's room to be Makel even in Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa. Details of how well attached the glasses have to be to your head are discussed in the Chut Shani. We'll skip that. Of course, Rav Karelis points out what should be obvious. What should be obvious also needs to be spelled out. And that is, I notice that there are some people who take their glasses off all the time. People I'm learning with right now, or Rabbi Yamin, I've never seen him take off the glasses. And I normally don't as well. But there are people who constantly take their glasses off. So if it's those type of people, then Einach HaNemer of Karelitz writes that would be a serious shaila. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Shmuel Shabbos Kilchus HaPerek Yikches Armem Ches raises the question about wearing glasses during the rain, because there it's likely that a person will take off his glasses to clean them off, to clear them off. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the Enechanami, that's a real problem, and it might very well depend on those who are likely to take off the glasses versus not. Another two sets of glasses. One obvious point that needs to be said is, of course, reading glasses, the Archa Shulchan points out, is usher to wear, because it's not normal for you to wear reading glasses when you're walking outside. Maybe someone who is walking and reading, and he always does that. I know some people that walk and read. I know someone that walks into yeshiva and does the daf yomi while he's walking. My father Shlita is not into that. My father Shlita is into when you're walking, you focus when you're walking. But there are some people that walk and read. So in such a case, then maybe that'll be an exception. But otherwise, that's really a problem of masli. The most fascinating question is in regards to sunglasses. What would one say about sunglasses? On the one hand, Rav Nissim Karel writes that you could say that it's there to protect from the sun, and just like garments you wear to protect you from the sun, so too, same would apply. But he points out that this is different than a sun hat, because a sun hat, if you go into the shade, okay, you don't need protection from the sun. You're not going to automatically take off the hat. However, when it comes to sunglasses, when you go into the shade, so then everything gets dark. Some people are more likely to take them off. Shmuel Shavsky quotes our Grand Rebbe Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is also suggesting that one should not wear glasses, sunglasses, on Shabbos where there is no air. Sifyud based. What we're now going to discuss is the halachos of artisans, professionals that carry their professional equipment with them. Now, there are two reasons why a professional will carry his equipment with him. One reason is because he needs his equipment. The other reason is he wants to show what his profession is. In those days, people would show their profession by wearing the utensils of that profession. So, Zot Dehelig Mechabel, Yitzchai Pemachat Hatchuvel Abbegdo, Felo Nagar Bekesim Sheba Ozno. Also, a carpenter would put either a ruler or a piece of wood in his ear. To this day, there are some people who like, it's a classic thing to have the pencil behind the ear. Velo Sorek Bemeshicha Sheba Tzavaro, Vimyotza Potter. So, all these people are not allowed to go out with this, but if they do it, it's going to be potter. Why is it going to be potter? L'chura, it's not a beged. It should be a masui. So here the Mishmur Sivkata Mem Zayin says, Ein dar derechotza v'kach el biyado. In general, if a uman would generally carry things in his hand, even something as small as a pin, he wouldn't pin into his lapel. So why does he pin it into his lapel? The case of the tailor, continues the Mishmur in the first while. So this is he's announcing his profession. So why is this that it's not Doraisa? Because at the same time, it's going to be Osir. It's going to be Osir because it doesn't qualify as a beged. So, but it needs to be Derech Hatzan, it's not. The Mishnah Berurah, though, quotes that a sharp question on the Mechaber. If you take a look, if you skim back to Sif Ches, Churit says the exact opposite in regards to Lo Yetza HaChayit B'machto. In Sif Ches it says, Lo Yotze B'machat HaTchuvah B'vigdo. And here we were talking about a Uman and an Eina Uman. So there it says that he's Chayif. So what's the difference between the two? So the Mishabur answers, there we're talking about, because we're talking about any person, we're talking about where he doesn't put it in a prominent place in his lapel, where someone would put in his lapel a flag, let's say an Israeli flag, American flag. No, what we're talking about is that he's putting in an area where it's common for people to carry their utensils. It's not done that way. So when you put in a place that you normally carry out, so in such a case it will be an Isur Deraisa. So finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, in Sifkat Mem Zayin, Beber Agro, Pasak Talach Rabbi Yehuda de Uman Chayiv. So this was following the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who holds that you're not chayiv because it's not considered derech hotzaso bekach. However, Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that it is derech hotzaso bekach for an uman to put it into his lapel, as if someone would carry put an American flag on his lapel. Obviously, an American flag is going to be a different shiloh, because the American flag, so then in such a case, or whatever person pins to his lapel, then in such a case it could very well be that that's part of the malbush itself. These things are clearly not part of the malbush, and that's why it's going to be different. Another is important halacha, yugimel, and this was siyat d'shmaya, will conclude. There's a lot of confusion about this halacha. The Hamon Am sometimes gets confused about the details. We should have siyata d'shmaya to have it clear. The Mechaber writes, "Lo yetze hazov bikis she'osa lahatzil mizivaso shelo yitanef ba." Of course, we know in the Torah that there is a zav and a zava. A zav is a male who is having a seminal emission. A zava is a woman who has a seminal emission. Having an emission. Both of those emissions are abnormal. Okay, so that really doesn't happen very much today. Unfortunately, there are cases where a person does have that sickness, but that's not so common. What's much more common is the next part. This comes up all the time. Is a woman allowed to wear a tampon? Is she? What is she allowed to wear to protect her begadim from getting dirty? So the first time someone reads this, he might fall out of his chair if he doesn't finish the Shulchan Aruch. Asura latzispo. The halacha is that if she's wearing something to protect from her menstrual period, it's asur to protect the clothing. Imlo yisinor asui kein malvish. The only way it's going to be mutter is if it's being worn like a sinor, which is worn as a malvish. What exactly is that? So it sounds like it would be something like a pair of short pants. So then in such a case, then it would be kein malbush, and then in such a case it would be permissible. However, if it's just in the words that we had before, shekosheres beged lefaneha, that she's tying a beged in front, putting a cloth of some sort, so in such a case it's going to be problematic. So how in the world do most women go out today? If it's during their period. So here the Mechaber continues, I'm kosharto, kadesh lo yichav lo adam, lo titztar, mutar lo tzeispo. Ah, so if she's doing it because she's protecting her clothing, so then in such case it's not a heter. It's not considered a malvish, something that's there to protect your clothing. An umbrella is not considered a malvish, an extreme mashlama davadoma. So too, anything that's being done, if she's putting in a cloth to protect her malvish, it's not acceptable. However, that's not the only reason why a woman would put in, what they call as a pad. That's not the only reason she would put in a pad. She would also put in a pad, kadesh lo yikav lo adam, v'lo titztar. So then in such a case, that's the reason why a pad, a tampon, and so on and so forth is permissible to be put on. However, there is a chumrah that Dershu quotes from Ramesha Feinstein Zatzal, the great Pesach Hador of America, said that he thinks that this only makes sense in a case of where the bleeding is so much, that would be mitzdar. The blood would be on her legs and so on and so forth. But what happens if we use this common term in Hilchos Nida, often the expression in English, she's just mildly staining. So if she's just mildly staining, it's not going to disturb her. So Ramesh says he's not sure what the heter would be. So our grand Rebbe of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal saves the day. And Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perik Yud Ches Ha'arim Mem Gimel says that just like there's an idea that it's bought to Lahatzel Saguf Mitzar, it's considered a malbush, so to a malbush that's bought Lahatzel Saguf Mitinof, so then in such a case, that would also be acceptable. So it doesn't have to be that she's going to be mamish bitzar, that there will be a significant amount of blood running down her legs. Anything that, any type of emission that would make her uncomfortable, so then in such a case that would be mutter. Some of the poskim made famous, which wasn't always discussed. I remember when I got married, I don't know if it was discussed too common very often, is that a woman who's wearing a moch dochuk, we know that in the process of the Shiva Nikim. So a woman does a hefsik tara, and then there's a mitzvah according to the Ramah to put in a moch dochuk. So putting in a moch dochuk is essentially a small linen cloth that a woman inserts into the vaginal area. And that cloth is there to check that she's going to have any dam. That's not a malbush. That's not there to protect anything. L'chura, that's a real, real problem. So enechanami. If we could jump to lemaisa, I would recommend that a woman not wear outside a mochdachuk. We'll just read what the Dirshu says. Kasim min chas Yitzchak, chayn asr of Karelz, v'begris mosh shemikra dim mutar latzispa, ach kimon shalom atzim v'fer shalat roi lehachmir. So l'chura, it is mutter, but we didn't find the fairish that it is mutter, that anyone says exactly why it's mutter. But for chatzar shem veris, it's going to be mutter. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, though, in Perik Yud Ches Hara Pei Vav, says Shivan Shlomo Tzanu Gedolei Adoros Yisiru Akach. By the way, prior to Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the Sefer that I use with Chasanim, we did for the art of teaching Chasanim, is a sefer by Rav Kalman Kahana, Taharis Bas Yisrael. So he does mention that she shouldn't go out with a mochdachuk. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, but lo matzanu shegdol hador sishiru al kach, and there is a shita of the Chavas Das, who's very machmir in regards to mochdachuk, since this type of hotzah is only midrabanan, and it's darkot shal nashim sheres that to wear this, so then in such a case, we consider it as echad mibgadeha. So our grand Rebbe has quite a chidush to be matir. Lania's daiti, like I said, I'm not sure. Rav Shlomo Zalman was referring to many gedolei ador that weren't masir, but I did see Rav Kalman Kana does. And I would recommend that a woman not go out in an area that's not an eruv, that doesn't have an eruv, with a mochdach. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman would be okay if we would recommend that way. All right, we'll stop over here.